yeah, oh yeah, can I get a oh yeah, oh yeah, can I get a...
You're listening to a mini episode of the Enterprise Now Show, where we change lives through enterprise.
We've talked about building. Talk about measure. Because I think a lot of times people miss that piece. What does that mean to you in terms of measuring, and how do you measure? How have you measured over this year? What's working, what's not working?
So for me as a founder, I'm no longer just focused on the engineering, because as a founder, like, you have to look at every part of the business. Engineering is one part of it. And there's an even bigger part that I don't have the background on, it is the marketing. And the marketing has multiple components, like the SEO. SEO, like, people spend their whole career and be expert just on this one thing. So you can go really, really deep on it. And for me, I have to spend a lot of time learning whenever I'm just not working on portfolio. But I always have something, just like a podcast or like listen to a YouTube video, either talking about like a SEO or like talking about the marketing in general, because that's my short weakness in like all the skill set of like doing the portfolio bay things. And to measure it, this year, we're just measuring, there are multiple dimensions that we're measuring. On the more scalable side, we're measuring how our SEO performance, because that's a very scalable and organic channel for growing a business. But on the other side, I'm also measuring things that are more qualitative, like the user feedback. And I'm also partnering with a local real estate agent in helping them to automate some of their lead processing process while leveraging them as a channel to get the word out for Portfolio Bay. So on that part, I'm more focused on the qualitative learning, how the program is helping them. And once I have the qualitative feedback, then I can roll out to more real estate agent across the country. And at that point, I can focus on the quantitative measure for that channel. So SEO, at this point, I'm focused on the quantitative measure, and the agent partnership and everything else, I'm focused on the qualitative measure.
Now, do you document these measurements and learnings?
So for SEO, the data is well-tracked, and I use software that can just help you to track like your SEO performance over time. So that's pretty easy. And for the agent, like getting feedback from them, the user feedback, it's more of a just talking to them like on a regular basis and see how things evolve. Like, I do keep record on like what they said, and if people requesting this feature, I have to decide whether it doesn't, because like they ask, I have to put that into the product. You know, I still have to go through the process of thinking how niche of a problem that is, or that's a problem that works, or that should be included for everyone. So I do document like the reasoning behind like why I prioritize certain work and not prioritize the other, and come up with a backlog. And so I've worked on the most highest important things first, then get down to the lowest important things.
How do you manage differentiation and competition?
So competition is definitely there, because there has been company that's doing the landlord software for quite some time. And the reason why I started Portfolio Bay, I come up with the solution to work for myself in the first place, is because I tried those product and they didn't meet my specific need. And so for me, that's a very convincing sign, saying that I'm fixing a problem that they didn't address at that time. It doesn't mean like they're not going to add a feature or like make a product change that suddenly say, hey, okay, now they can satisfy this demand. So I think this is a ongoing dynamic process of where you're constantly differentiating yourself from your competitor. And honestly, I feel the focus shouldn't be on the competitor. It should be on the user, because it's always going to be about how do you come up with something that user would like, instead of see what your competitor do, then see what you're doing, because then you're missing the picture. You're not in the business of differentiating from your competitor. You're in the business to solve users' problem. So that's where my most of the focus is, to work with the user and work with the agents on how can I solve their own problem and then iterate.
Thank you so much for listening. If you got value from the show, all I ask is that you share it with one other person you think would also enjoy the content. And we would love to connect with you on social media as well.